Yoga for good posture. Why improve posture? Apart from the aesthetic benefits of better posture, poor posture can also be detrimental to your health. It can cause pain in your back, neck, shoulders, and even forehead. It can even make it difficult to move around and do activities you used to enjoy. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. If you want to avoid these health problems and improve your overall functioning, you should try to learn good posture and correct your posture. Good posture helps the body use energy more efficiently. It also prevents muscles from becoming overstretched and tired. It can also reduce back pain and improve your flexibility. To improve your posture, you must first learn to recognize your movement habits. For example, if you are standing or sitting incorrectly, your hips should be even and your knees should be straight forward. This can help prevent back pain and injuries that can occur when standing or sitting. If you are unsure of your posture, try looking in the mirror and looking at it closely. This will give you a better idea of your body's ideal posture. It is quite easy to improve your posture, and you will see the results in no time. Apart from improving your posture, good posture can also boost your confidence. If you are worried about your posture, you can always ask someone to check it for you. A trained person will help you find the best way to improve it. The average person spends 64 hours a week sitting. Another 11 hours are spent resting or relaxing. So for optimal health, it is essential to have good posture. Taking the time to improve your posture is also a great way to avoid a back injury. What is posture and how can you improve it? Posture is an extremely important aspect of health and plays a vital role in preventing back pain and other ailments. Posture helps muscles work more effectively and use less energy. It also prevents muscle fatigue, overuse complaints, and back pain. Good posture requires sufficient strength and flexibility, as well as a balance of postural muscles. Fortunately, there are many ways to improve your posture and keep it healthy. Posture is usually assessed by measuring the alignment of the body parts on a grid. As we age, it becomes increasingly difficult to determine posture. For example, if you compare two photos of a 98-year-old man taken a few minutes apart, one photo shows a variation in posture. This increase in postural sway can be attributed to postural control mechanisms aimed at avoiding fatigue, venous congestion, and excessive tissue compression. Good posture also requires spatial awareness. To develop this, physiotherapists provide feedback and cues to help people improve their posture. They can also write down these cues so that patients can practice them at home. They can also help patients improve their posture when they are sitting at their desk or using their mobile phone. To maintain good posture, wear high heels. People who sit a lot often adopt a forward head posture. This posture leads to slouched shoulders, a rounded back, and neck pain. It also hinders muscle growth, especially in children. It also increases the risk of bone fractures and injuries. The benefits of stretching in yoga for posture. The benefits of stretching are numerous, but vary depending on the target group. These benefits usually include improved blood circulation and the reduction of tension and stress. Conscious stretching is a great way to improve range of motion and reduce the risk of injury. However, it is important that you are guided by a trained professional, as improper stretching can lead to injury. When stretching, avoid overstretching the muscles or using force. If you feel tightness, take it slow with the stretching. This is because the muscle spindles are equipped with a myopathic reflex that triggers a protective contraction mechanism when they are stretched. You should not use excessive force and never stretch more than once a day. A good yoga stretching routine also promotes your blood circulation and increases flexibility. It can also open up stuck or numb areas of the body. This can be a very satisfying aspect of your yoga practice. It can also help prevent injury by improving joint mobility and muscle elasticity. Apart from these benefits, it is of importance to understand the science of stretching when practicing yoga or any other physical activity. Stretching for posture. Stretching is a great way to improve joint mobility and prevent injuries. It also improves posture. However, it is important that you do it properly. Stretching done incorrectly can lead to injury. Regular stretching improves posture and relieves back pain. Stretching can also help relieve stress. It also improves body awareness, which helps concentration. Yoga classes, for example, are known to have a calming effect and help relieve stress. These benefits make stretching an important part of your daily routine. It may not make you a superstar, but it can help improve your quality of life. Stretching helps maintain healthy muscles and reduces the risk of strains and muscle damage. It also improves posture and blood circulation throughout the body. In addition, stretching helps you relax and achieve a zen-like state of mind. Research has shown that regular stretching has a positive impact on your mood and overall well-being. Regular stretching also helps to lubricate the joints, ligaments, and tendons. It also improves the range of motion of the joints and increases their flexibility. Increased flexibility improves mobility and balance. It also increases the joints' resistance to impact and reduces the risk of lower back pain. The potential damage of overstretching during yoga. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover yoga for good posture. With how-to yoga videos, just click the link below the video.